अवाचरण भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जगत गुरुदेव श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय इस्कान गुरुविंद की जय। समवेत गौर भक्त विंद की जय। श्रीमद भागवतम की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ओंग ज्ञान अतिमिरं दश्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुषुर मिलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदामाज्यं ददाति शपदांतिकम्। नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणी वंशाकल्पतरुभ्य कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाचार्य श्री गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 5 टेक्स्ट नंबर 12। प्रहलाद द सेंटली सन ऑफ हिरण्यकशिप, दिस इज द सेंटली सन। सो नाउ वी कैन सी प्रभुपाद गिवन वेरी लॉन्ग पर्पोर्ट व्हाट इज सेंटली मीन्स, व्हाट इज सेंटली मीन्स। Sati, let's see last word, Gatas, this is according to what word meaning, last word, Gatas Tati means Asati, Gata and Asati, Asati means who are not chastity, Asati they call it. In Sanskrit, asati and sati, but here asati, who are not chastity, means who are having that type of mentality, I and you, they are not chaste. So here, sajadanubrata pungshan पशु बुद्धि भी मेद्यते मिद्यते अन्यायेव जथान्नोहम् इति भेद गतास्तति। सजतानुव्रत पुंसां पशु बुद्धिर्भिद्यते अन्येष यथान्योहम् इति भेद गतास्तति। सजतानुव्रत पुंसां पशुबुद्धिर्भिद्यते अन्येष यथान्योहम् इति भेद गतास्तति। mothers. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead is pleased with the living entity because of his devotional service, devoted himself, and pleased with the living entity because of his devotional service. Devoted means devotion or devote, but Prabhupada very clearly it is mentioned, devotion means it is not mental, physical service. Service, physical service. One become a pandit and does not make distinction between enemies, friends and himself. Himself. Intelligently, he then think, every one of us is an eternal servant of God, and therefore we are not different from one another. A long purport, very long. Then I'll read something. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. When Prahlad Maharaj's teachers and demonic father, demoniac father, asks him how his intelligence has been polluted. So that means what he was talking, Prahlad Maharaj? My dear father, you are not Supreme Lord. Krishna is the ultimate. But his demoniac nature, his father is telling, how is your intelligence polluted? You see, exactly opposite. How is it polluted? And that, generally, because his two teacher, Shukracharya's two son, what is his name? Yeah. These two sons, because they are paid, they are paid higher. So therefore, for money, polluted. Just see how contamination coming from, because money, because they are paid. And it is not like, what is father's name? What is father's name of their two teachers? Shukracharya. It is not like that Shukracharya, he don't know Vedas, Vedantas and ultimate goal. He knows very well. When that Bali Maharaj, he was teaching Bali Maharaj, see that? Wonderful teaching. He knew that. But Shukracharya, there he was, that also, if somebody with money, Shukra Acharya, name itself, Shukra is Acharya. So name itself it is, you can make out how. But then he sent, because they are living very close to, a palace of Hiranyakashipu. So Hiranyakashipu thought, he is child boy, small age, 5 years, 5 years boy. Maybe he polluted with his friends and all these small kids, no? He's polluted. There is chance to go wrong path when very beginning or childhood, there is chance. Be careful. So, childhood, and only 5 years old, maybe he is polluted. Then he is sent to very strictly. Nobody should teach him anything. So, this so-called Asurkula will be greatest person in Asurkula. In he, Asuras will be the greatest person. The Asuras, most demoniac, most he will be the king, top. The devotees will be friend of devotees. Who are devoted, their life. And crooked will be friend for crooked. Who are crooked? This is a very simple thing. There will be crooked people will be very close to with crooked another people, crooked people. Thieves will be friend of another thieves. Sadhus will be friend of another sadhus. This is a very simple thing. So, here, had been polluted. Polluted. But Prahlad Maharaj says, as far as I am concerned, my intelligence has not been polluted. You see? He's 5 years old. Yes, father, yes, father, yes, father. But he, devotees are not like that. Yes, father, yes, father. So here, intelligence has been polluted. Rather, by the grace of my spiritual master, and by the grace of my Lord, Sri Krishna. Because Lord also, so many different types of Lord. Lord of Tamaguna, but he is not Tamaguna. He is in charge of Tamaguna. Lord of Rajaguna, that same principle. He is not affected by Rajaguna. So, even Brahma also called Lord. Narad Muni calls Lord in Bhagavatam. But they are not that Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that Krishna is telling Aham, not many, not plural number. Aham. Sarva dharman paritajan mam ekam. Jat karasi jat snasi mam ekam. Ekam. You see how wonderful. Mahaprabhu, when he was traveling Vrindavan and second time when he was traveling, that time when he came to Allahabad, she asked one big pandit. His name was Ramdas. He is 100% Krishna, Krishna Bhakta, but his name was given by parents Ramdas. So he asked, Mahaprabhu asked, "Hey, Ramdas, can you tell me who is the, to whom I worship? Because life is short. Any moment Ram Nam Satya hai or Hari Bol ho jayega. Any moment can be. So, in a very short time, can you tell me to whom I'll worship? I'll worship." Then, first he told Ram, Rishingadev, and Krishna. Then Mahaprabhu, still he was not so happy. In this life is short time, no? You are telling Ram, Rishingadev and Krishna. But Can you tell me any other answer? He says, yes, Krishna. Krishna. He says, Krishna. He is the Supreme Lord. He is. So that is the Krishna. And this understanding will come by the mercy of spiritual master. His spiritual master, Narad Muni. Narad Muni made him so wonderful. He actually, by his own mercy, he made him Vaishnav, topmost Vaishnav. Prahlad Maharaj is the crown of the all the Vaishnavas. All the Vaishnavas. So that is the Prahlad Maharaj. He made. So we need both. Krishna's mercy and Gurudev mercy. Gurudev mercy. We need both. Without Gurudev mercy, you won't get Krishna. Without Krishna's blessings, we won't get Gurudev. So that is according to our own sincerity, own endeavor, own eagerness. Otherwise, it will not work. So we need Gurudev mercy, spiritual master, and by the grace of my Lord. He is not telling Lord of inverses or Lord of, this is my Lord. This is the relationship with the devotee and his boss. He is my master. He is my supreme Lord. He is my. Otherwise, sometime we are in this living entity, we are in the material world. Left and right, especially in India, Shiva, Kali, Durga, so many things. There is chance for polluting. There is chance. And we are so-called Hindus, so-called here and there. There is chance. But here, worship, he is worship me. He is the my spiritual master and my Lord, Sri Krishna. Sri Krishna. I have now learned that no one is my enemy and no one is my friend. That is Bhagavad Gita very clearly. Krishna himself is telling. No enemy and no one my friend. When we are talking about friend, my and I, that ahankara, aham, aham means I, aham. Aham means ahankara. From aham, that ahankara is comes. Aham. That is ahankara, I and my. You are an enemy, you are. He is my. So that aham, that it comes from, but when you are perfectly understanding aham, aham, I am telling aham, aham, everybody, when we are not that stage, practically, this material life is call one mukhi, one, only one, bhoga, bhoga, bhoga. It is nowhere means, or very, very fortunate devotees, fortunate people they get. No, both are spiritual and material. Generally, material life is called only our face is one side. Enjoy, 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 I and mine, enjoy. But as a grihastha life or as a devotee, if you are not balancing both, spiritual, because we cannot, 100% we cannot give up. Some very, very fortunate sincere devotee, they are coming up. Like Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta, they are coming up. They are not polluted. They are not contaminated. By mostly, But mostly people, they are one mukhi. One mukhi means one side, enjoyment, enjoyment, enjoyment. But as a, when we are in this movement, Prabhupada movement, you have to balance it. You have to balance it, spiritual and material. Grihastha and renounce also. Bhogi and yogi. You have to balance it. Otherwise, this human life will be waste. Lot of. It will take lot of time. It will take many, many lives. Or sometimes many yugas. Then we will lose. And no guarantee next life I'll get that type of situation, that type of guru, that type of society, organization. No guarantee. So, therefore, here, I have now learned, I learn. And from whom? Gurudev. From Gurudev. No one is my. And when we are talking, my enemy or his, my relatives or his far. No, we are talking about only body. It is nothing to do with our Atma. Nothing to do with actual I. Actual I. Loknath Maharaj was last parikrama. He was telling, actually this is dead matter. But for realization is very tough. To act day to day in my life is very tough. It is not so easy. I am not this body. And this is under the influence of the external energy, we think that we are separately situated from the Supreme Personality of Godhead as friend and enemy. But it is not true. It is not true. Everywhere is Lord, Supreme Lord. Now, how to realize Supreme Lord is here? I am not this body. That is the biggest question. I am not this body. How to realize? I am not this body. I am spirit soul. Prabhu, who are you? Maharaj, I am spirit soul. Then little less prasad or less that, what I am not satisfied. You are not satisfied. So that is very practical. We saw. And that is that aham bhava, aham, I. Ahankar, I, aham, I am this. That comes from there. Hey, Prabhupada, very simple example is given. You are telling I and my. The I and my means it will be with you. Always she or he or property or cloth or this. Everything will be with you. It is mine. But who is that my? What is that my? Can you see? Nobody can see. Neither Atma I cannot see. But some experience I can get. Some experience. But I cannot see. Materialize. So, Prabhupada, he asks, what is I? I, what is I? I is this. This is my house. See, I means it will be always with me. But to whom I am telling I and my, he is leaving me before than me. Or I am living before that to whom I am very much I and my. Everything, money, shirt, property, so-called I and my relatives, he or she is living me before or I am living before them. So that is, so what is I? So it is I, if you are telling I this is there, something is come out, they call, everybody cry. And Prabhupada given a lot of examples. Like unconsciously in the mother womb, when I am living, mother womb, it is very unconsciously. That is death. That is called death here. To whom, to what we are afraid? Oh, death, death, death. Unconsciousness. Sometimes coma. You saw that coma? It is not 100% death, but it is not alive fully, consciousness also. That type of, but very tough to realize day to day. This very example is, see, I this, I that. If it is I, what I am talking is my wife. What is, or is my husband? By seeing only external body only. But still, same skin, same hair, same thing is there, but nobody, everybody is crying. That means, foolishly I was talking, is my and I, or I and my is not this, something else, something else. So therefore he is separately situated from the Supreme Personality of Godhead as friend and enemies of one another. This is foolishly we are thinking, is. Why it is coming? Because I, he is lower than me, I am the superior than him, I am this, I am that. It is very practical life, to realize or to understand this. This mistaken idea has now been corrected. So that pollution, that polluted idea, I and my dear father, now this is the chance to correct. Or I corrected. This is the human life is the chance to correct that type of misunderstanding or polluted idea. Polluted idea. One time, Bhim was very powerful, most powerful. Then he was, he don't care anybody, even Devatas also. He was. Then very proudly he was telling, my dear mother, I can fight even Devatas also. I said, hey, Bhim, Just control yourself. Don't think even Devatas are very higher. They are most higher being. Don't talk. You say, no, mother, you want to see? I can fight, call anybody, any most powerful. Who is the most powerful? Who is the most? And she told, wind devatas. Wind devata. Who is wind devatas? Pavana. Or some other name also is there. He says, you want to, so proud, don't do like that. He says, no mother, you want to see? I want to fight. Then he went to very high hill, very high mountain, and he was shouting, come, Pavandev, come, I want to fight with you. No one came. No Pavandev. And he was calling Pavandev. They knows. She is very smallest. She is in front of them, just nothing. Then, from morning to evening, he was shouting, Pavandev, come. No one came. No Pavandev came. Pavandev came, then he came back and he complained to mother. He told he is the most powerful. Way I was shouting to fight. I was calling him. No Pavandev came. Then because whole day he was on the mountain, on top of mountain, and he got cold. He got cold. Then his mother, he was talking with her, His mother, he said, no one came. What is this? You told something. He said, you could not realize? Just Pavandev, he given little cold air to you. Only cold air, little bit. And he got sick and on the bed. On the bed. And you are talking, you want to fight. So this is the, because due to ahankara, this is the result of. You got little sickness, or you got cold, just cold air, Pavandev given little bit. And you are thinking, I want to fight. So this is our nature also. I am big, I am this, I am that. This is a big disease for us. I am writing, my dear father, I am rightly thinking that everyone is an eternal servant of Krishna, of Lord, and our duty is to serve the Supreme Master. Our duty to serve the Supreme Master. You see, all the countries, rich, big countries, every person, every society, everywhere, everybody trying to make them happiness. Trying to make them government, companies, ourselves, so-called education. We are trying to make, but can you tell me who is the happy? Who are happy in this material? One person? No. Even myself also, I am not happy. I am sitting in front of Bhagavatam, in front of Vaishnavas, I am talking big thing, even I am also not happy. So this is the situation of our, this is our situation. Unless you are not connected with Supreme Master, Supreme Lord Govinda, it cannot be. So therefore, this is the, but unfortunately, or I don't know how I'll say, because living entities, this is the place for Rajaguna. And Rajaguna means go and enjoy, I and my. That is the nature of Rajaguna. Bhogi. Therefore, Ekamukhi means just one side. Bhog, enjoy. I am sure here, they are from Mumbai. No? You are from Mumbai? Students? So, how many months you joined? Or how many years you are chanting Hare Krishna, trying to serve Krishna? How many? Hey, you. I'm talking you. Yes. 4 years. 4 years. So, what is your age? Twenty-three. Anyhow, very young age. 23 minus 4. That means 19 years. You study, you try to enjoy through money, through car, through sense gratification. So, before you was happy or now you are more happy than before? Are you sure? Make sure, only 23 years old. The whole life you have to go along. So this is the practical way to make happy life. This is the practical way. Maybe he'll do business, they are mostly engineers. Then he'll do business or married or money or car, big bungalow, so many things will be there. Because you are long life, he is waiting for you. So, this is our situation. Unless you are not surrendering, because this is the part and parcel, unless you are not surrendering. So, that day, here, What is called this flower? Huh? What? What is called this? Here, tea rose. What is called in Bengali? Rajanigandha. What is it in Hindi? In Hindi, kya bolte hai isko? Nahi jante kya? Come on. What is in China? What is language in China? Is not there? This is China, so-called advanced country. This is Gandhi. Tea rose, Rajanigandha, Rajani. Early morning, Rajani, called morning. Yeah, very beautiful fragrance and fresh, Rajanigandha. Different name, maybe Chinese or Australia or non-Hindus or some other part of India or South India. What is called South India? Anybody from South Chennai? In the book, teriyum. In the? That is not language at all. So many flower called lily. No. That is, therefore, this is Mlecha language. English is Mlecha language. It is not correct. Excuse English speaking people, but that is not lily flower. Anyhow, yesterday it was connected with tree. Today morning or yesterday evening, somebody disconnect and they made wonderful garments, garlands they offered to Krishna. Now it is on my neck. And tomorrow, where it will be? Where it will be? Or Ganga, or if somebody knows it is Mahaprasad, it is from Krishna's neck, then they'll throw in the Ganga, or where their dog or a lower animal is not pissing or something, they'll throw somewhere or not. If somebody knows, perfectly he knows, oh, tea rose, in English, tea rose, oh, Rajanigandha, name will be different. Australian, American, Chinese, Indian. In India also Gujaratis, Marathi. They are different nature, different culture, different. Chinese, Russian, different culture. American, so many things different. Their name may be different. Oh, I am Russian, I am Chinese, I am this. But that is only external. So eternal. And if somebody knows perfectly, oh, dry tea rose, rotten tea rose, although it will rot, but this is eternal position. Eternal position is tea rose. Maybe you are talking different tea rose or Rajanigandha or something name. So like that, I am man, I am woman, I am Chinese, I am Christian, I am Hindus. That is only external. Only external. Then, oh, rotten news. When it was connected, tea rose. When it's disconnect, tea rose. When it is dry, oh, dry tea rose. When it is rotting, oh, rotten tea rose. But it is eternal. Eternal position is tea. Name is different. Christian, Hindus, Muslims, different body, different caste, that is different. So like that. And what is the success of this rotten thing? It cannot keep, it cannot even, deep freeze also, it cannot keep more than one day or something. It cannot keep. So what is the success of this rotten thing, Panchabhuta, or this is the rotten thing? What is the success? Success of all that is Panchabhuta, like our body. So it is Panchabhuta. That is, although it is somebody plucked, somebody make garland, somebody offer on the lotus feet or on the Lord's neck, this success. This is rotten thing. You cannot keep one day, 2 days more, some bugs will come and a dirty smell will come. Dirty smell will come. So like that, our so-called this, I and my, is my enemy, he's my friend. So-called I. So like that, it cannot keep long time. It cannot. One day it'll come, teeth will come, eye will go, hair will go, become gray, and all these things. It is, and so called I and my. Why you are wasting time? Why you are wasting time? Just see, only one thing is there. Only one thing, and you are not giving importance of that thing. How many hours you are sleeping? How many hours? Peacefully you are sleeping. At least 5.5, 6 hours. He saw, he checked, any ant's chain is coming and biting you. Some few mosquito here and there, something. So, ant's chain is coming and biting you? No. Like dead, you are sleeping on the bed, like dead. Like dead, but ants is not coming. And any other animal also not biting you or eating soft flowers. No. But just see one thing, just half second, not even half second, something come out, oh, everybody is crying, gone, gone, dead, dead. What is that? What is gone? Who is gone? It's because that ants also, you see, lower creatures, ants also not biting because soul, atma. And that, dear devotees, you are not giving much importance about that. Actual, who is I? And you are going, I am my. I am rich, I am poor, I am from British, I am from Australia, German, I am Indian, cultured people. Don't talk all these things. Don't talk. Don't do like that. Don't hate it like that. Because it is become nature. Become nature. So be careful. This is the place. This is Mayapur. This is your greatest movement, ISKCON. A greatest like Jagat Guru, like Prabhupada. You got. Don't waste time. Take seriously. Push yourself maximum how much you can. Of course, yeah, mostly are Grihasthas. Maximum how much you can. You can. So, yeah. Push yourself. So, the demon think of everyone as a friend or enemy. Demon thinks. Devotee is not thinks. Devotee never, don't think at all. Don't think. Today he is my best friend. Tomorrow that same person will be biggest enemy. No? We saw that he is my best, he is my best. After 1 month, to 1 year or 2 years, he is the biggest enemy. And today who is my enemy? Tomorrow will be best friend. And tomorrow, who is it today? He, just opposite. Therefore, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur told, if somebody is criticizing me, he's bad, he's my best friend. How it is? People are criticizing, fingering him. He's bad, bad, bad. Because if unnecessary or unconsciously or by your own to increase your aham or ahankara, just pulling down some devotee who devoted, who are trying to serve, maybe 3 classes, maybe junior class also. But don't finger. If you are fingering or criticizing or making minimize, even mentally also if you are making lower than you, then generally everybody is having some bad karma. That if you are talking, if I will talk against him, then his bad karma, it will automatically, it will come to me. Automatically it will come to me. Be careful. It will automatically, it will come to me. Therefore he is best friend. I'm not so sincere, I'm not trying to give up my bad habit, but all the bad habit, all the reaction, all the, he goes to. So who will be the best friend? He is my best friend. Without doing anything, he's automatically my bad a karma or bad activities or bad nature, it goes to you. Therefore, he is the best friend. This is very simple. And if you are, like, we are in ISKCON, very simple. Some are junior, some are somebody, management has to be. Without management, Prabhupada told it will be an animal society. We don't want to become animal society. All are intelligent people. But it should not even mentally, physically very far, even mentally also, he is also servant, I am so. And some are senior, I also say. Some are senior, has to be, Prabhu, don't do that. Prabhu, Prabhu. And he should answer like that. He should ask like that. Prabhu, I think some, our manager, they knows that technique. They knows that technique. But very difficult to get proper exemplary, that type of exemplary, that type of. Prabhu, you should ask like that. Prabhu, what you are doing? Are you sure it is pleased for Prabhu? It is Lord's pleasing or Prabhupada will be pleased? Are you sure? Get answer from him. Sometime puffed up, yes, what I am doing, I am. Then twice, thrice, after a few days or a few weeks, Prabhu, what you are doing, are you sure? Are you sure? Get answer from his mouth. If three times, more than three times, I am, because aham, they say, if yes, I am doing correct, then leave it. Hare Krishna Prabhu, I am very busy. I have to do that, I have to do that. Just leave him. Otherwise, don't take, he'll be polluted. He'll be polluted. So, just see, here, he'll be polluted. Be careful. It is not like that, I'm hating. Don't hate anybody. It is not like that, try to avoid. Otherwise, I am my soft nature, or I am in this human body, or I am in this society, I'll be polluted. So like that, act like this, then most happy life, most practical life, this devotional service. If somebody is doing this, that, check yourself. Check yourself. This, that, he's like that, he's like that. Check yourself. Unnecessary, they're criticizing me. Unnecessary, they're making us like that, fingering. Check yourself also. So like that. This is a very, very happy and practical life. Devotional life is most practical life. And this is ISKCON is most practical. ISKCON is other organization is lot of rule regulation, this, that. I was next to Siliguri. Siliguri. Next to our temple, there is one Advaita Beda Mutt. Beda Mutt. Then I went to Japa, they are having big. Siliguri also, our temple is very big, lot of morning walk and this, very fresh. But just I went to that mutt next to our temple. So I asked them, what is your principle? Beda Mutt. Beda. They finally, very, they are Advaitavadis, all are Soham, I am also Bhagavan. Then I went to their temple, that mutt, I should not argue. Then I said, you see, all are Bhagavan. But one thing, because they are staying next to, their mutt is next to ISKCON, but one thing, ISKCON is very nice. Very nice talk, very nice prasadam, everything. People are very gentle, very sober, very clean. Although they are grihastha, they are living with children. But one thing, they are not realize I am also God. Only that is the minus point in ISKCON. That is the minus point in ISKCON. Then I was watching. One Bhagavan was sweeping One Bhagavan was cutting vegetable, one Bhagavan was arguing with in the market, no, no, why potato this one, give less, 1 rupee less. So this is going on. This is going on. Only one minus point in ISKCON then. Even Ramakrishna Mission, I was living in the Lotus Building. Next to my room, one big family came. Big family, and after night, 11 o'clock, I was talking and talking, and I slept, and finally there is, you should just see ISKCON. Everything very nice. Nice Harinam, so nice children, Thilak, Harinam. But one thing, the Lord made this door to enter my home. But they don't know, Lord's given my fatty body, some are skinny, some are fatty, some are this, that. So accordingly according to Lord, He made this door also. Door also. So, but this door, everybody can enter this door. He made such a way, everybody, that means they are showing, we are Ramakrishna Mission, so we also will go final home, our original home. But ISKCON, two or three days they were living here. They heard that lecture, the ISKCON Bhagavatam lecture. They are not satisfied. You can just see, according to karma, according to this, that, some are skinny, some are fatty, some are this. So Lord made for all type of people, same door, one door, everybody can go. Even skinny, fatty, everybody can enter there. So that means that they are trying to say that we are also correct path. We are also incorrect. And so that is that. So I was, because one devotee I could hear, I think Ashray Gauranga Prabhu, he was, after 11 o'clock, he was preaching them. Then Ashray Gauranga Prabhu, after preaching, 10:30, 11 o'clock, he come out in front of Ashray Gauranga, correct, correct, nice, nice, nice. Then when Ashray Gauranga came out, I was in next room. So they were laughing and laughing, like, just see ISKCON. They are laughing. What? And in front of Ashray Gauranga Prabhu, yes, yes, very nice. Ooh, ooh, ooh. That is covered. How crooked they are. How crooked they are. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Don't cheat yourself. Finally, to whom you are cheating? I'm cheating myself. So, anyhow, this is our practical happy life. This Prahlad Maharaj teaching, Supreme Personality of Godhead. I learn, I think I am not polluted. I very boldly is telling to his most demoniac father, I am not polluted. So, a devotee, if they are correct path, they are not, yes. If somebody is little crooked, although some are Thilak, some are 25 years old devotee, if crooked nature, they'll not reply so immediately. You cannot reply immediately because devotee will finger you. Immediately they'll finger. No, they cannot reply. Yes, I'm not doing any nonsense. I'm not doing Prabhupada what he wants. I'm doing. So that, be careful. Okay? Now time. Hare Krishna, any question or anything? Sorry, I was. Any question? No question.
Hare Krishna. Very nice class, Maharaj. Very, very nice class. Your class is very nice.
It's a very simple class. Nice class means give. Prabhupada's classes was so wonderful. Very simple. Very simple, very practical. Yeah, tell me now.
Okay. This question I've been debating with a lot of devotees, that Mayapur Dham is a spiritual abode of the Lord.
Yeah.
So it doesn't, is it, I mean, how does it become material in that sense?
Acharyas.
Even if we are living in the Mayapur Dham, so it is a spiritual abode of the Lord.
Yes.
So it is not the material world.
Yeah, so what? What is your question?
I mean, how to see it? Because a lot of discussion was there. So, I was trying to prove to the devotee that, no, this is the spiritual world. It's not you are saying in a material way. So, he was like, he's saying if you are not conscious of Krishna, then it becomes a material place.
You are having doubt? It is not spiritual
not
world.
I'm just trying to
yeah.
this.
It is Acharya, they say, this is 100% spiritual world. Now, because we are polluted by these material things, because I and my, because senior, junior, because man and woman, because Russian and Chinese or Indian, this is polluted. It is spiritual world. Acharya says, and somebody got experience also. People are coming here to become happiness. Correct? Oh, Mayapur Dham. They heard about a lot of things. They left Mayapur. Oh, what I was thinking about Mayapur, but practically not. So, to whom I will blame? ISKCON will blame, or Prabhupada will blame to Prabhupada, or ISKCON, or my circumstances, or what with whom I am living? To whom he will blame? This is practical. To whom I will blame? Many people, they left. They cannot, their own family problem, divorce and this, that. Many people, they left, many grihas, they cannot tolerate too much rain, too much hot. Don't blame ISKCON. It is blame yourself. This is 100% spiritual. But some devotees are from unhappiness situation, they came here, they're really dancing and chanting so nicely. I was sitting in front of that small girl, only 9 years old, 9 plus something. She knows so many slokas. She very strong faith on Guru, very strong faith. And left and right she'll quote so many slokas. We are correct. You are doing wrong. Just left and right, sealed up. Only 9 years old. Just see, what is that? I saw one boy, maybe 2.5 years, lower than 3 years. His hand is not reaching Midanga. And his father, every program, his father, not small dubdubi or Midanga. He has to carry. For his satisfaction, he has to carry that big midanga. And the hand also is not reaching this side, that side. And I'm not telling lie. So wonderful. I was thinking our Bengalis are very expert in midanga, but not. He's in Kerala. Otherwise, that boy is a two and a half years old boy. He'll roll in front of everybody. He'll roll. Where is my mridanga? Where is my mridanga? Then one day I was watching. Is it really? Then he's like Prahlad Maharaj, all the friend circle, 2 years, 3 years old boys, means that type friend circle. This is not, it is not somebody was playing wrong. This is not like that, like this. Like this. Hand should be like this. Then I thought, only 2.5 years old boy. This is just see how it is wonderful. How it is wonderful. Last Kartik I was in Kerala. Only 2.5, 3 years old boy. And he was, one day he was mourning. Every day, whole Kartik without fail, Kartik month. House is somewhere. His father, mother is not devotee at all. They don't like. But his mama, mother's brother, he's some other is devotee, that type of devotee. And without fail, from there, he has to come Mangalarati. It is quite like two and a half kilometers. Somebody has to bring, otherwise, there will be a big problem. So sometime mother, somebody, sometime father. So early morning, that is 4:50 Narati, they has to bring him, otherwise he will cry. Then after Mangalarati, he'll sleep. Small boy, 2.5 years. Then he goes to his school, kids' school. Then one day he was talking, "Mama, useless, useless. You are not getting a Mangalarati. Shameless. He's studying. He's shameless. You see, I lived somewhere, and you are living in the so-called Brahmachari. You are living here." And he was talking with the other devotee, beat them out, kick him out. It's not good for ISKCON. He's useless. Send him out. He's a small 2 years old boy. Jesse, I'm very young age, Jesse. Without fail, I come. Kartik, he start from Kartik first, last year. You see, I don't know now, he's coming every day or something. Then after taking sleep, take bath, take prasadam, morning prasadam, then he goes to school. He goes to school. So just see how fortunate, how wonderful life, how happy life. But if you are, I am this, I am senior, I am junior, he, she, then you are inviting your problem. Be careful. Okay, Hare Krishna. Yeah.
Okay. When I was outside, Mayapur, it was terrible. But when I come here, it has become multiple terrible. So how do we see this? It has become more difficult.
What is? More terrible. Check. I do answer. Check yourself. More terrible. Check yourself. If somebody chanting and this, that, very, don't mix. I'm not telling here also, no problem. There is problem everywhere. This is Dukkhalayam. This is Dukkhalayam. This is Dukkhalayam. Where you'll go? From here to America to make money? There also, same. You are not coming out of Chaudhabhuvana. Chaudhabhuvana, you are not coming. You are same from here to there to here. Some are from India to America, some are America to German, from German to Australia, for make happy only. But you are not coming out from the Chaudhabhuvana. Maybe up and so this is, it is not terrible. So, Hiranyakashipu, when he was fighting with Hiranyakashipu, no? He was fighting some other yuga or other kalpa. Sometime he was, Hiranyakashipu so huge, and Hiranyakashipu is like iron, thick iron plate. He made up like that. Nothing can shake him. So, and Nrisimhadev, he was holding like that small mouse, small rat, like that. And like a big eagle or some snake, like snake, they are hunting a snake, and snake is trying to save. So Hiranyakashipu also sometime, okay, you saw cat and rats. Cat is jumping and half dead. Then sometime with two hands he was like playing. You saw that? Sometimes he's playing. And then immediately trying to save, that rat is trying to go away, but trying to save him, immediately rat is jumping. So Hiranyakashipu also was doing like that. Then devatas are praying. So, my dear Lord, please kill him, kill him. It's very dangerous. He knows a lot of black magic, Maya, Dhanavi. He can do anything. Please kill him, kill him. So sometime devotee you can see, very crooked, but he's big post or big things. So like that, Hiranyakashipu is giving chance. But one time like, will jump. Death will jump. It's like that it is. We could see so many things. So many things. But only time being. It is for actual, try to understand, try to make happiness, but there will be no happiness. This is the Bhagavad Gita. There will be no happiness at all. In Mayapur, he told in Mayapur. Mayapur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur told, Pankajangri Prabhu also knows, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he told, they who are living in Mayapur, they are not living in Mayapur. They are a very fine net, Bhaktivinoda Thakur acts, very fine net. Jada, this material eyes, you cannot see, but they are above net. But who are living in Mayapur means this is there. Mayapur Dham is spiritual, Mayapur name itself, if somebody can want to save from Maya, live in Mayapur. Live in Mayapur. Otherwise you cannot save. Live in Mayapur. Wonderful place. But they are living in Mayapur. I saw many people, I told in front of our one guru, you see, he's not living in Mayapur. Then that Gurudev asks, hey, what are you talking? He is having house in Mayapur. Hey, Guru Maharaj, he physically is living, mentally he is not living. I told Guru Maharaj himself, then Guru Maharaj, he not replied. Because he knew that that devotee is nature. That devotee is nature. So he is not living in Mayapur. So they are above net. In Mayapur Dham also, Go Ganga, there so many people are killing lot of fishes, lot of things. Some are killing goats, some are this animal, that animal. They are doing lot of things, but they are not living in Mayapur. To live in Mayapur means mentally and that spiritually. After Parikrama, many people, they go, sometimes I saw they are crying also. You say, no. And Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur told, if you want to live in eternally in Mayapur, take that, what is Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, when Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he wrote that Dham Mahatma books, maybe you are some other country, your own country, Germany, Australia, or where you are, maybe you are in the kitchen, read that book. Oh, that neem tree, that Mahaprabhu, that is Dhameshwar Mahaprabhu. All the physically you are living in America or Australia, you are eternally living in Mayapur. But you are living in Mayapur, you are thinking, oh, that crooked, that is big, this is... You are not living in Mayapur. You are not... Be careful. So, yes. But see, try to avoid. Yeah?
Harikshan Maharaj, you mentioned that when we criticize others, we get their bad karma. Does it apply only to devotees or it applies to non-devotees also?
What is? Be careful when you are claiming yourself, I am a devotee. Just how much devoted yourself? 10%, 15%, 20%, 50%. So 50% you are thinking, okay, suppose with the middle class of devotee or that type of. So 50% who will take care? 50% Krishna will take care of yourself. Yeah, you. 50% will take care. Surely, otherwise, why is promising? I'll take care, I'll take care. Otherwise that is false. Simply is cheating. But no, Krishna cannot, is not cheater at all. So 50% will take care. But 50% you are telling I and my. Even devotees, so-called, you are telling I am devotee, how much you surrender? That much you will take. You will take care. Yeah. Okay?
My question
surrender was, like Prabhupada, you will take care of everything. Yeah?
Maharaj, my question was that when we criticize others, we get their bad karma. So, does it apply in material life also?
Aham tam sarva pape bhyo moksha sami maha sucha. Moksha sami maha sucha. Ahamtab Sarva Papepe. If you are surrendering that, he'll take all the bad karma or good karma. He'll take, don't worry. But surrender, you have to surrender that type of thing. You have to surrender. Otherwise, if you are, if somebody is criticizing or if, suppose I'm telling you are thief and you are not thief at all, you are not stolen anything, you will laugh and just you go. But if, when you are, I'm criticizing you, same time you must check yourself also. Your then tell, no, I'm not. And if you are telling, knowingly, no, some thieves, no, I'm not thief. That means your bad karma, you don't want to give up. I'm fine. Simply you are doing like that. No. It is, if you are really surrendering, then bad karma will not affect you. Their bad karma will not. Because bad karma is taking Krishna, sarva dharman paritajam, mam ekam. He surrendered to ekam. He surrendered ekam. So like that, it will not affect. It will, because he is living with Krishna. Krishna is with this Harinam is a prayer. Is a prayer. My dear, that prayer, my dear Lord, Maya is so strong, please be with me. Because Harinam and Hari is not difference, you know very well. It's not difference. Therefore, that prayer, my dear Lord, Maya is so strong, please be with me. Jaha Krishna taha nahi Maya Radhika. So all this type of question, you'll get answered, chant nicely. You'll get all this answers. All this answers. Okay, there are so many type of question is there, but chant nicely. I saw everything, some weakness, some family problem, weakness, all the answer you'll get if you're chanting. Krishna will take care. Krishna will take care. Okay. Haribol, Namo. Haribol, Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.